Welcome to today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program. My name is Joe Sierwinski. It's Monday, so today we are dealing with the current state legislative session, and we have today State Representative Chris Hagano from District 19. Chris, thank you as always for joining me.
Yeah, thanks, Joe. Glad to be here.
A lot of topics to discuss this week. First of all, I wanted to ask you about the firearm permit bills. There's a couple bills in the committee phase right now dealing with this. What can you tell me about this legislation?
Yeah, I think this is something that gets talked about every year in the legislature, and we're having another conversation about it this year. There's different ways to go about permitless firearm carrying. You know, I think some of the things that I hear from folks is that once you are deemed legal to carry the weapon, then you shouldn't have to carry a permit with you. But on the other side, there's folks that are still concerned about, you know, that folks that aren't legally authorized to carry weapons, whether they're felons or whatever, that there's a process to make sure. But certainly we want to do whatever we can to expand Second Amendment rights, that folks, law-abiding citizens that want to carry a weapon are allowed to do so. I think one of the things that I hear that our folks are really interested in this year is moving forward with a constitutional amendment on the right to keep and bear arms. Iowa is one of only six states in the country that does not have that language in our own state constitution. And so we had that resolution to move forward this week, and we'll be considering it in the full House here relatively soon, that adds that right to keep and bear arms that's in the federal constitution and adding that to our state constitution. So we are pretty excited to move that forward as well.
Okay, so would that require passage through two general assemblies and then a ratification by the people?
Yeah, and that's, unfortunately, we did run that 2 years ago, and because of an error in the Secretary of State's office, we had to start over from scratch this year. But if things move forward the way we'd like, that would be on the ballot for voters to decide sometime in 2022.
Okay, so just out of curiosity with this amendment, does Iowa's lack of a right to keep and bear arms amendment in their own constitution supersede the federal Second Amendment?
Well, it would provide additional security for Iowa gun owners. Obviously, we have a federal constitution that guarantees that, but we'd like to make sure that we secure that right here in Iowa. And we've seen in other cases where, in other subject matters, where a difference in the law, you know, if there's a particular ruling at the federal level that we don't agree with, we don't want that to undermine Iowans' constitutional rights. So I think it's important to make sure that we secure those rights here in Iowa.
All right. Now, moving on, last week I chatted with Senator Jake Chapman on the Senate side of a bill for banning traffic cameras. The House also has their own bill related to this. So what can you tell me about the House bill and its difference between the Senate bill?
Well, I don't know that I can give you a lot of difference between the two. You know, we've got our version in committee, and you know, the Senate will work on theirs. They don't follow as much of what happens in the Senate on every single bill. You know, I've been one that has wanted to completely get rid of automated traffic cameras in the state of Iowa, and so that's the goal. But, you know, in the meantime, if that's not possible, we certainly want to look at ways to make sure that it's not just a revenue generator for city and counties that put them up. So, you know, there's a look at how to do that to remove the financial incentive for folks to install the cameras. And so we'll see where we go with that. And we don't know. I mean, what's in committee may not end up being the final version of whatever bill we're able to move forward on it.
All right. From what I understand, the Senate wants to completely ban traffic cameras and the House is more looking to regulate it. Does that sound accurate?
Well, I don't know if it's fair to say that the whole chamber on each side feels one way or another. We have a lot of folks in the House that would like to move forward with a complete ban. And so we've had competing bills in the past between different committees. So I know there's one in the Transportation Committee, for example, that does this more of a regulation in the financial incentive side. But then in the past, we've had, for example, our Public Safety Committee consider something different. So we'll just have to see what comes out. Obviously, there is a joint interest in having a real conversation about the issue.
Absolutely. Now, moving on to a topic that we discussed the last time I had you on here, that's the judicial nomination reform. What can you tell me about where this legislation is currently at?
Yeah, that bill is now out of committee on both the House and the Senate. And we made some adjustments to the bill on the House side. Now, this is to change the way that Iowa selects judges. We do it differently than we do at the federal level, where the president gets to nominate a justice and appointed by the Senate. In Iowa, you have a commission that's elected both, well, it's appointed by the governor, but also elected just by attorneys. And so we're trying to bring a little more accountability and transparency to that system. So the adjustment that we made coming out of committee was to leave the structure in place for the district nominating commissions so that the local attorney still had that voice, but then for the statewide nominating commission, leaving a new mechanism in place where the legislature would appoint half of the members and the governor would appoint the other half. And we think that takes some of that authority away from just lawyers and giving it to people through their elected representatives. So it's moving forward and interested to see where we go with it from here.
Yeah, and I've talked to other people about this legislation, and they have a fear that with the new committee makeup, that it would turn it into too much of a political maneuvering as opposed to, you know, just looking into the judicial aspect of it. How do you respond to those types of concerns?
Oh, well, first of all, I think it's political by nature, and it should be. It should be that people get to weigh in. I mean, it's about the people of Iowa having a voice in who is leading one branch of government, and it shouldn't just be up to a group of attorneys to decide. And the other thing I would say is I don't accept the premise that it's more political by having people who are accountable to the voters decide this. So if you had folks from both parties, legislative leaders who had a chance to appoint to this commission, they are responsible to their own constituents as well, whereas the attorneys on the Judicial Nominating Commission are only accountable to their fellow lawyers. So I think that is a point that is overstated.
All right. Finally, today, I wanted to ask you about the budgeting process. What's the rest of the budget looking like right now?
Yeah, we move forward this week with, we have budget targets where we set aside how much we're willing to spend on each of the subject areas. For example, the courts or public safety or healthcare. And so we divided that up, which is a really big step in the process because now our individual budget committees are able to move forward on how to kind of fill in each line item. You know, it's important. We came in at an overall number that's pretty similar to where the governor was at in her budget. It's still a conservative budget that reins in spending and only grows by less than 1% over last year. You know, we're not just spending every dollar we can find, but also at the same time, we're funding the priority needs that Iowans have. And so it's going to be a common sense, responsible budget that the taxpayers can have some confidence in.
All right. State Representative Chris Hageno, anything else that you would like to mention to our listeners today?
I just want to know that we're hard at work. We're closing up to the first legislative funnel where policy bills need to be out of committee. And so there's still time that if anyone has particular thoughts or comments on bills that we're considering, please reach out and let me know.
All right. And when is the first funnel?
That is going to be 2 weeks from today. So we'll be done with all of that. So 2 weeks from today, we'll be able to start debating more of those bills off the floor. So there's 2 full weeks left.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining me and for all the information. I appreciate it as always.
All right. Thanks a lot, Joe.
That's been today's Perry Fairway. Let's Talk Dallas County program with Chris Hageno. You can find this program at RaccoonValleyRadio.com. My name is Joe Sierwinski with Raccoon Valley Radio News. Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.